Georgie D for sharing our segment on your station. Thanks so much, Georgie D, for playing.
Miss Georgie D. Georgie D.
Okay, promise this or don't, but I just saw you favorite my station.
Hello, Olga, this is Sveta, your cousin. I'm ringing about Yorick. All right, Georgie D, I'm taking this to the next level. Hey, Georgie.
Hey, Georgie D, good morning from America.
Oh, thank you, Georgie D. You...
Hello, Georgie D.
Georgie D, what...
Hey, Georgie D, I'm sorry about... Georgie D, thank you for...
Hey, kid, I'm having a hard time keeping up with you.
Hey, Georgie. No, your calling came through as you...
With rain and so welcome. Huge bushfires in the east of Perth today. This rain is a little late actually, but I'm sure it will still be welcome. It was due to rain yesterday evening actually, around the time that my son's surprise 21st party was supposed to start. And that probably wouldn't have bothered us because we were inside. But I'm super glad that it didn't in some ways, because the red sky was quite magical. How are you all this morning? I bet you're feeling less seedy than I. You know what that means, don't you? If Georgie D's feeling seedy, you know what that means? She had a fabulous night. Yeah, I have to clear my throat. That's how good a night it was. Coffee, coffee with Georgie. Coffee, coffee with Georgie. Coffee, coffee with Georgie D. In the morning. Coffee, coffee with Georgie. Coffee, coffee with Georgie. Coffee, coffee with Georgie D. Every day. Woo! I think that's a new song, don't you? It's a new version. Okay, kettle is boiling. How was my night? How was my son's 21st? It was amazing. I could not have hoped for a better turnout, a better result, a happier boy. It was all worth it, just seeing the look on his face when everybody was ready in the room, in the venue. Very swanky bar, actually, just so you know. It's an upstairs bar of a local pub, and the interior design is sort of postmodernist gothic, so big velvet lounge chairs and studded leather Chesterfields, burgundies, browns, golds, right up my alley. Everybody loves it there. Great location. The air conditioning was fabulous because it was really hot and steamy outside. So the ploy went well. His cousin and his best friend got him out for drinks. And then they were texting me saying, are you ready, are you ready? And of course I was ignoring my phone. So then they had to text somebody else's mother and go, tell Georgie to check her phone. Here comes the water. And here came Kayum up the stairs. And the look on his face was priceless, absolutely priceless. He was so surprised. He had no clue at all that this was happening. And I was so relieved that he wasn't annoyed with me. And yeah, it was fantastic. The service was great. The food was great. Everything worked out well. The bar tab, the systems were awesome. Everybody had a wristband. All these young people walked in. And before my son got there, his friends, they were so polite. They couldn't stop saying, thank you. Thank you so much, Georgie. You're such a great mum. Thank you for doing this. Like, they were so polite, I suppose, because, you know, I was giving them lots of food and alcohol. And do you know how good it felt? It felt so good to host a party and to say, here, take this little orange wristband and drink whatever you want, as much as you like. That felt amazing. To be that generous and to host a party like that just filled me with absolute joy to do that for my son and his friends. And oh, I'm getting a little bit emotional. He couldn't say thank you enough. All night, he just kept thanking me, and I'm gonna cry. It's my party, and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
I guess it was a bloody good party.
All night, he just kept thanking me, and cry and telling me what a great mum I was and that this was the best idea and it was the best party, and he'd always wanted a surprise party his whole life. I didn't even know that. Ah dear, I did a stupid quiz on Facebook today, which is how well do you know Kayum, and I got the lowest score out of all of his friends. I think that's really funny. Oh, the look on his face was priceless. He was so appreciative. He kept coming up to me and telling me what an amazing mother I was. Yeah, the food was great. The service was great. The people were great. It was just, also, all the people that he wanted were there. But I did stuff up. Hang on, let me pour the coffee. And one for you. Oh, we've run out of cups. Sorry. Looks like I need to empty the dishwasher. That doesn't happen very often, does it? You've got, yours is in a tiny little Chinese teacup and you're having it black because the cream's all gone. I'm a little bit disorganized. All of my energy and organization went into that party. Apparently, because his friends don't know me on Facebook, sending them an invitation in Messenger, only some of them accepted my friendship and the others didn't even check the message. Do you know what I mean? So some people missed out, but in a way it was kind of good because we went through a lot of alcohol. Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. He managed the whole night. He kept coming up to me and saying, it's up to this amount. What do you want to do about it? Because originally I gave him a figure. I was like, I think we should spend this much. Or I should say I, seeing as I'm the one that paid for it. I think I want to spend this much. And he was like, yeah. And I said, does that sound like enough? And he told me how many drinks it was per person. And I was like, oh, that's not very many. Okay, we'll see how we go. Because not many people had turned up at that stage. And then he'd go, Georgie, Georgie. And I go, what? And he'd go, it's now up to this amount. And like, you know, add another $300. And I was like, okay, no worries, keep going. And he's like, okay, okay. And then he grabbed me like an hour or two later, maybe an hour later, and go, hey, Georgie, it's now up to this amount. And I was, in the end, I just gave him an amount and said, when it gets to this number, what's happened is the rain is easing off and they're all coming back at once. Oh, and a huge flock, hundreds of them. I'm sheltering under the wisteria, but my back is getting lots of drops of rain on it, which is kind of refreshing but shocking. Oh, they're all in the air, just above the lake, right in front of me. Hundreds of white and grey dots, just suspended almost in midair. Okay, I'm getting wet, I have to go in. So eventually I gave him a ballpark, and it was quite a substantial sum. And we got to that, and then I said, yep, okay, cut it off, because I thought, hey, anything beyond that's a bit unreasonable. And then after that, everybody kept coming up. All of the kids, well, they're in their 20s, all of the young people kept coming up to me and telling me what a fantastic party it was and how much fun they'd had and how great I was to do this for my son. And I said to my friend Stuart, I said, why is everybody so grateful all of a sudden? Like, they were polite in the beginning, but... And he said, oh, because they're having to pay for their own drinks now and they realise how much money you've spent. I was like, oh. And they realise what it costs. Oh, dear. It was great. My friends came, you know, my friends who've known my son for a long time. And it was so nice to say to them, help yourself to whatever you want. Go to the bar. Order whatever you want. I've never been married. I guess it's a similar feeling, isn't it, to having a wedding. To host people and say, enjoy the day, have a fantastic time, eat as much as you like, drink as much as you like. I guess that's what weddings are like. My son's father came with his wife and they brought a cake. I thought they were going to buy one, but she made it. And it was great. She did a really good job. It was like really tall chocolate cake with like all Maltesers around the bottom. Make or break this party. The people that are here is what makes this party. And yeah, and then Kaim arrived and we all shouted surprise, and oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. He even invited me to his house for a post-party gather, and I went, which I'm not too sure that that was a great idea. But my niece came with me, and that was nice because I never get to see her. She's always really busy working. And we got to sit and have a chat, and it was beautiful. It was so nice. And all of my friends that have known Kaim since he was a baby, actually, one of them, the guy from the honey shop, Rupert, he got up and did a speech about Kaim. He told a funny story from Kaim's childhood. And I did a mini speech just saying thank you to everybody and that all the spycraft that was involved was worth it. And I think I should start a career as a spy. And then I just said that my son was the best thing I've ever done. And look how much joy my son brings me and has brought me. Cheers. It was amazing. It was perfect. He was so happy. The most important thing about last night was that my son was so happy with what I had done for him. It was a beautiful thing to behold, a beautiful thing. And I got so much pleasure out of seeing how happy he was and how pleased he was and how much he enjoyed himself and the evening. So I'm super, super proud of him as a person, and all his friends were delightful. Okay, that's a long enough story. Speak soon, Rankles. Georgie D, over and out.
Everybody's everywhere, hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Bet someone here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, well, can I get a hell no?
Hell no.
Cause we're gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. So la di di da le, we like to party, dancing in my lane, doing whatever we want. and we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who about the life? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. We run things, they don't run. We don't take nothing from nobody, yeah, yeah. Strip club. Remember, only Dad can judge us. Forget the haters, 'cause somebody loves ya. And everyone in line in the bathroom, queuing up to get into the bathroom. We all so turned up here, getting turned up, yeah, yeah. So la di di da day, we like to party, dancing with my day, doing whatever we want. And this is our house, these are our rules, and we can't stop. We won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bought the life? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. We run things, they don't run. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. His heart, his achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'll understand. Oh, don't break his heart, his achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'll understand. She won't stop. Can't you see it's she who owns the night? Can't you see it's she who bought the life? But she can't stop, and she won't stop. She runs things they don't run. She don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah.
What did I drink? All of it. All right, I'll be more specific. Two Jameson's and dry with fresh lime. And two glasses of Chardonnay. That was it. So restrained. Or was it three Jameson's and dry? I can't recall, but I drank a lot of water.
More from the heart, forever trusting who we are, and nothing else matters. Never opened myself this way. Life is ours and we live it always. All these words I just don't say. Nothing else matters. Trust I seek and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view. No matter how far, never gave much more from the heart. Forever trusting who we are. Yeah. Oh, and nothing else matters. trust I seek and I find in you. Every day for us something new, open mind for a different view.
Nothing else matters.